100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris picked up an endorsement from culinary workers as she touted that news during a campaign event in Las Vegas and promised to eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers in the city. Former President Trump said she stole his proposal. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this race has flipped.
The New York Times survey of three key battleground states shows Harris with a lead of about 4%. If you looked just 3 weeks ago, you would have seen the reverse. You would have seen Donald Trump with the lead in all of those states.
New ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are scheduled for Thursday, despite the attack on a school-turned shelter in Gaza that killed at least 85 people on Saturday. American gymnast Jordan Chiles ordered to return her floor exercise bronze medal after the Court of Arbitration for Sport voided her coach's appeal that led to a scoring change. This is ABC News. This weekend marks 10 years since Michael Brown was fatally shot by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. There have been ongoing protests, and one of them involved a police officer seriously hurt.
In Missouri, demonstrations outside the Ferguson police station Friday night honoring the life of Michael Brown, the black teen shot and killed by a white police officer in 2014, turned violent. Police responded and made arrests for destruction of property at the police station. Chief Troy Doyle says Officer Travis Brown suffered a severe brain injury.
He was charged violently with the suspect's shoulder, which knocked him down.
He says the officer is in the hospital fighting for his life. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Authorities in Brazil say they've recovered all the bodies from the wreckage of the plane that crashed about 50 miles northwest of Sao Paulo, killing the more than 60 people who were on board. They're trying to determine what caused the crash. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some pretty nice late summer weather shaping up the next several days around here, with mild temperatures, still comfortable humidity, and less wind than we've had the past couple of days. I'll definitely plan on getting out there and enjoying it with high pressure in control. Now, there could be an isolated shower by tomorrow afternoon and over portions of northwest through central Wisconsin. That weak weather system will be sitting over us Tuesday afternoon, so just a slim chance of a brief shower at that point. Now, late this week, we'll see a south wind flow return to the Midwest, pulling in more humid air, and a low pressure system approaching from the Plain States. that will bring us a pretty good chance of rain by late Thursday and into Friday. So Friday looks like the wettest day of the week, could see up to a half inch of rain with that, and then kind of winding down on Saturday, but still a little bit damp. So today, expect mostly sunny skies, a very pleasant high near 78 degrees, northwest to west wind up to 10. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, falling back to 54. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and mild, high near 80, west-northwest wind between 4 and 8. Monday night, just a few clouds with a low at 56. Tuesday, partly sunny and balmy, high 82, a slight chance of a brief shower for the afternoon. Heading into Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, low 58, high near 83. Thursday, clouds gradually increase, 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Low temperature 60, high of 79. 70% chance of rain Thursday night, and some off and on rain continuing Friday, possibly a few thundershowers. It will be on the muggy side as well. Low 63 on Friday morning with a high of 75. And next Saturday, variably cloudy and humid. Still a few lingering showers likely from time to time. Low near 61 with a high of 77. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's a sunny 57 degrees, up from a morning low of 51. Yesterday, we had a high of 74 with no precipitation. A record high for this day was set in 1918 at 97, a record low 39 set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 87 and our low was 64. Sunset today will be at 8:11, sunrise tomorrow at 6:03. No precipitation to report so far today. The barometer is at 30.13 and southwest winds are at 2. Again, it is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored today by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Wisconsin companies on average will pay 10.5% less in workers' compensation insurance rates starting October 1st, saving businesses around the state roughly $206 million on policies over the coming year. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced with the Wisconsin Office of Commissioner of Insurance. The lower rates reflect Wisconsin employers' attention to workplace safety for the benefit of workers and employers alike. The 2024 rate decrease, approved by OCI, marks the 9th year in a row workers' compensation insurance premiums have declined in Wisconsin. The actual rates that inform premium amounts vary by employers based on factors such as injury risk exposure. The workers' compensation program covers medical expenses and lost wages for employees injured on the job. The independent nonprofit Workers' Compensation Research Institute ranks Wisconsin tied with Iowa as the lowest of the 17 states studied for the time employees spend away from work after an injury, thanks to strong healthcare networks and return-to-work programs that support a smooth transition back to the workplace. Workers' compensation insurance rates are adjusted annually by a committee of actuaries from members of the Wisconsin Compensation Rating Bureau. This independent body examines and selects the methodology and trends that produce the proposed rate adjustments, which is then reviewed and approved by the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance. While the overall rate will decrease by 10.5%, the impact to policyholders will vary based on specific circumstances. The Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin works to help people or families affected with autism and help them find the supports and connections they need to thrive. Kate Hess is the executive director.
What we're trying to do is build a network and a community of people who can support each other. So it's not up to us necessarily to provide a bunch of services for people. It's about connecting people because everybody needs something different.
While Wisconsin does a good job of helping those with autism and other disabilities, Hess says more can be done.
If you look at the services available in schools, it could be improved greatly, greatly. We talk about students with disabilities, and it's not just children with autism, but they need more supports at schools so that they can succeed later in life.
Just like a child with autism grows up to be an adult with autism, so the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin is also growing and learning.
We're learning new things every day. And so as people grow up with autism, we're trying to find new ways to support them as well. So it's not just supporting the parents or the children with autism, but as the children grow into adults, what supports and services are available for them as adults? So we're learning, you know, we're kind of, what they say, you're building the ship as you're flying it. We're doing that as well.
Learn more on supports and services available at autismgreaterwi.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that data from the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl is available. The survey indicated both stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The information from this survey is part of the overall survey of breeding waterfowl in North America. It aids the DNR in making management decisions about waterfowl in Wisconsin, including hunting season structure and harvest limits. Surveyors estimated the state's breeding duck population to be 502,058 birds, a 3.7% decrease from the 2023 estimate, but above the long-term average. The mallard breeding population estimate is 146,561 birds, 7.9% lower compared to 2023, and lower than the long-term average. The wood duck population estimate was 96,711 birds, similar to last year and above the long-term average. The Canada goose population estimate was 153,402 birds, similar to 2023 and significantly higher than the long-term average. Find additional data from this and other wildlife survey reports on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Reports webpage. Human trafficking is considered to be one of the most underreported crimes in America, but it's happening everywhere. CEO of Zetea Community, Marlene Sorensen, says Wisconsin needs to do better, providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Sorensen says awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says an anti-violent crime strategy his office implemented has benefited Wisconsin's biggest city, with Milwaukee reporting a 10% drop in overall crime and a 39% drop in homicides in the first quarter of the year, as compared to the first quarter of 2023. Garland says despite the success, the work isn't done, and his office will continue to pursue investigations and prosecutions to help keep the people of Wisconsin safe. Data from the first 6 months of the year appears to show decline in violent crime across 40 American cities, including Milwaukee. Back to school shopping doesn't need to strain your wallet. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin President Jim Temer says you should make sure you actually need to buy things on your child's list of supplies. You might have some things like cleaning supplies, napkins, and other basic stationery on hand from last year. Be on the lookout for discounts or coupons, and shop early to make sure you can find good prices on items rather than having to settle for what's left closer to the start of school. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Do you remember Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room located at 152 North Main Street in Richland Center? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Trade Center review section in the Muscadet Progressive, circa 1964, contrary to popular belief, to enjoy an evening needn't cost a lot. You need only to go to Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room to see what we mean. For at Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room, you can find fun in the truest sense. Aiken's Dairy Bar chefs are the most capable in the business, and in combination with the modern facilities and the choicest grade A meats and vegetables, the produce, the finest meals, this side of your own kitchen. In addition to the fine main course dinners, Aiken's Dairy Bar specializes in short orders and quick lunches, and their palate-pleasing home-baked pies are known throughout the area as the finest to top off any meal. Don't forget, the next time you're in Richland Center, to stop at Aiken's Dairy Bar for the taste treat of your life. If unexpected company should drop in, save the wear and tear on the housewife. Let the meal preparation be taken care of by our group here at Aiken's Dairy Bar. Both men and ladies will enjoy the Aiken's Billiard Room as well. In fact, the billiards room is playing for sports of both men and women alike that they can enjoy. You can come as you are and play at your discretion. Rotation, snooker, and make your own if you desire. But if it is, it's been a few years since you've attended a billiard-playing establishment, you'll be pleasantly surprised, for Aiken's Billiard Room has an atmosphere that is truly conducive to family fun. The equipment at Aiken's Billiard Room is designed with fun in mind and always kept in perfect condition to assure the crowd that they're playing with the better equipment in the area. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the post office mural.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aiken School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aiken School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Sunday, August 11th. June Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center, died Tuesday, August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 4 to 7, and again on Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th in his home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic on Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we got a nice selection of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Sunday, August 11th. Happy birthday today to Kenny Tetzlaff from your family. Also, happy birthday to Jason Drake from Leroy, Sue, and Lily. Happy birthday wishes going out today on behalf of the Little Willow Birthday Club to Martin Fowle, Julie Thompson, and Carmen Whittle. The Richland Center Primary School would like to wish Ember Guyet a birthday. Happy birthday today. Happy birthday as well today to Stacy Hoover from Beulah Wesleyan. The Bloom City Town Crier wishes Michael Dillenberg, Marshall Eckleberry, and Ashley McNeighbor a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Aiden Schultz from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Birthday wishes going out today to Ron Pittman. Happy birthday from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. The Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions would like to wish Liam Geisbuehler, Grace Geisbuehler, Alicia Bone, Jamie Baumkamp, Harrison James Gaudreau, Pat Goplin, Becky Meese, Cody Saggart, Eric Herzog, and Lily Schultz a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Julie Thompson, Reese Johnson, Angela Shannon, Sean Nitka, Sylvia Barnacle, and Linda Birch a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Dwayne Durst, to Sarah Stadley Holt, and Marty Fowle. From your forever birthday party or birthday partner, Julie Thompson, enjoy the last of the 40s. Happy birthday to Durst twin cousins, Julie Thompson and Dwayne Durst. Enjoy your last year of your fourth decade from the Twin Bluffs fan club. Happy birthday today to Julie Thompson, a.k.a. Skippy, from Mom and Butchie. Happy birthday to Jason Drake today from Grandma Mary. Happy birthday to Clancy Hying today from Grandpa and Grandma Hying. Also, happy birthday to twin cousins Dwayne Durst and Julie Thompson from Lori and the Guys. Willow Valley United Methodist Church today would like to wish Asher Nelson and Reese Johnson a happy birthday. Happy birthday as well to Patrick Hagen today from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy anniversary today to Jesse Zarley and Katie Schultz from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Brittany and Bobby Ashleman, Brad and Joy Bird, Larry and Lisa Cooper, and Chase and Stephanie Hendrickson from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary today to Fred and Sheila McCauley from Bloom City Town Crier. Also, happy anniversary to Edward and Barb Borton from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. So happy birthday and anniversary to all of you celebrating today. From all of us at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
And the pitch.
Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Hoskins. And the Brewers have the lead on the 20th of the year by Hoskins.
That was Hoskins hitting a 405-foot home run in the eighth inning to lift Milwaukee to a 1-0 win over Cincinnati Saturday night for the Brewers' fifth straight win and their ninth straight series win over the Reds. Hoskins' 20th homer came off reliever Tony Santillan and giving him a career-high 14-game hitting streak. Milwaukee rookie Tobias Myers gave up three hits over seven and a third innings and struck out a career-high nine batters. Cincinnati's Nick Martinez gave up one hit and struck out seven in seven innings, his longest outing of the season. The Brewers will go for round three against Cincinnati this afternoon, an early afternoon game, a pregame time of around 12:30 over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Jordan Love has never felt better about a three and out. The Green Bay Packers in their first preseason game scored a 23-10 win over the Cleveland Browns on Saturday. Love made the most of limited playing time, throwing a 65-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Nix on Green Bay's third play. Love, who signed a four-year, $220 million contract extension at the start of training camp last month, completed both pass attempts in his one series. Sean Clifford replaced the 25-year-old Love. "I'm happy with it," Love said on his brief appearance. "It ended with a touchdown, and that was the goal." The Packers have faith in Love following in the footsteps of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers to continue Green Bay's lineage of great quarterbacks. He led the Packers to a 10-9 record last season in his first year as a starter. The Richland Center Volleyball Camp will begin this next week. T-shirt sizes are needed, especially for elementary through middle school players. To register for camp, T-shirt entry, and for more information, you can check out the Hornet Volleyball Facebook page or call or text Jamie Johnson at 608-604-7751. RC Volleyball Camp runs next week, Monday through Thursday, Paris and the Olympics have changed each other during their summer fling. During the 2024 Olympics, crowds from Paris to Tahiti have surprised even themselves with their enthusiasm for 2.5 weeks of sport. They plunged into the party, and now they're saying au revoir, see you again, as the games drew to a close on Sunday. After the 100-year wait since Paris' last games, no one can say when France's capital and the Olympics will next embrace, but they're both emerging changed in some ways for the better. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league yesterday in NFL preseason play, it was the New York Jets getting a 20-17 win over Washington. Chicago defeated Buffalo 33-6. Minnesota scored a 24-23 narrow win over Las Vegas. It was Jacksonville 26, Kansas City 13. Tampa Bay defeated Cincinnati 17-14. Tennessee scored a 17-13 win over San Francisco, while Seattle defeated the LA Chargers 16-3, and New Orleans edged out Arizona 16-14. In baseball National League action, it was San Diego topping Miami 9-8, while Arizona defeated Philadelphia 11-1. Atlanta scored an 11-8 win over Colorado as the LA Dodgers defeated Pittsburgh 4-1. In the American League, it was New York Yankees 8, Texas 0. Oakland Toronto 1-0, while Houston edged out Boston 5-4. Texas came away the winner over the New York Yankees 9-4, while Cleveland topped Minnesota 2-1. It was Baltimore scoring a 7-5 win over Tampa Bay. In interleague action, San Francisco defeated Detroit 3-1. While it was Washington 5, the LA Angels 4. Kansas City defeated St. Louis 8-3, while the Chicago Cubs scored a 3-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. And Seattle blanked the New York Mets 4-0. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
WRCO. is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless grace.
Worship, adore, and obey. Blessed.